Okay, when you hear that music, yeah, I'm sure by now you're familiar. That's Generation Magazine's intro theme song of Generation Magazine. We are happy and we are glad that we have the publisher here with us and also a special guest this evening. So we encourage you to listen and continue listening. If you have any question of what's being discussed, you call anytime. For those of you who are calling right now and you think you can call to make dedication or to make requests, please, you cannot be doing that until after we get through with the Generation Magazines tonight. Okay? So, kung kayo nagtawa-tawa ka po, aghangap kayo palaeng. Nagtawag kayo, no, dasa ulit sudin nyo. You can hang up now, but at the same time, when you have any questions at all of what's being discussed, well, I tell you what, call 946-2845 and 946-2846. And didn't even start call any discussion yet, and yet you're calling in. So that means you're calling for something else, okay? So right now, we have here with us our two guests right here on KNDI Radio. So Mr. Percy, say hello to all our listeners once again.
Good evening, Ernie. How are you doing?
Oh, fine, my friend.
Thank you very much.
It's really good to see you.
Yeah, well, actually, we're back. Thanks to Leona Jonah, the owner of KNDI Radio. She really liked what we do here, where we provide information to the public. And so she has dedicated 2 hours for this month, from 7 to 8 o'clock. Today we started a little bit late. Thank you very much, Ernie, though. But, yeah, Generations Magazine, the radio program is back. And we're here every Tuesday, Thursday from 7 to 8 o'clock.
This Thursday will be from 7 to 8.
Yes, this Thursday, 7 to 8. Today we had a little bit of a late jump, but hopefully everybody stayed on, and because this kind of information, as you know, is affecting everybody, not only Japanese, Caucasian, but the Filipino community, Samoan, Tongan community. So we all need to pay attention about these issues regarding as you get older. And if you didn't see the Star Advertiser this morning, we had a big ad there regarding the program. And next Thursday, this coming Thursday, you'll see another ad in the morning. And that show is sponsored by Aloha Care. But tonight, yeah, we've had it before. Probably one of my favorite topics, because the topic is one of the bigger major topics that's going to affect people's lives after 65, and that's about Medicare and Pamela Cunningham. So thank you very much, Pamela, for being our first guest this year in 2011. Welcome.
Thank you, Percy.
So this is a big time for you. And Ernie, the reason why we wanted to talk about have Pamela on today, because Pamela works for the Hawaii Executive Office on Aging, the SAGE Plus program or SHIP program?
Yes, yes.
And for people that don't know that, it's really important that they do, because as you're approaching 65, as you, Ernie, as you know, when you have to apply, I'm sorry, we're applying for Medicare, you really have to put your thinking cap on. And I think that was the name of your topic in the last magazine issue of Generations Magazine that just came out. You have to put your thinking cap on, because as people approach 65, or every year from what, October 15th to December 7th.
7th is now the enrollment period. It's a whole month earlier. Last year it was November 15th.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't
know
that.
So folks have to kind of do things a little bit earlier.
No, so give our audience a little bit of background on Medicare and why is it so important, and why Obama made all these new plans for health care. And people don't quite understand what they're trying to do, but Medicare is still, as we were talking with Leona earlier, is that, you know, it really has helped the seniors.
Yeah, it really has, Percy. It started in actually 1965 was when Medicare first started. So we like to say it's, you know, it's approaching middle age.
Yeah.
And it's actually added on benefits all these years. They really haven't taken away. But what happened in 2006 was they started offering prescription drug coverage.
So nothing. How did you pay for prescription drugs before that? Because I'm not 65 yet, so I wouldn't.
Prior to that, people paid out of their pocket.
Wow.
Yeah, so it could be really, really expensive. So Medicare Part D really has helped a lot of people have access to that you know, prescription medication.
Oh.
And then now we have the Medicare health plans. So a person, when they turn 65, they have a couple choices. They could choose just to stay with original Medicare, or they could choose a Medicare health plan. Like we have Aloha Care is a Medicare health plan, HMSA, Kaiser, Secure Horizons,
Humana.
Those are all Medicare health plans. So it's just kind of a person's personal choice on how they want their health care delivered.
I see. So let me back up. So you're with the State Executive Office on Aging, and it's just, can I explain what you do and what your office does? Because it can be very, very important when people need to make a decision, and maybe they can call you your office, right?
Oh, yes, of course. Well, so the Executive Office on Aging is the state unit on aging, and it is kind of the overseer of the aging population. Mm-hmm. And it helps our office, which is the state office, works with all the county offices, the area agencies on aging, to help provide, you know, services to the aging population, which is growing every single day, especially with the baby boomers. Mm-hmm. And so our...
Yes, Ernie.
Yes,
we're all growing. Every what do you say? Every 7 seconds or 10 seconds, somebody turns 62 in the United States.
And so for our program, we're actually a grant program under the Executive Office on Aging. So we have a federal grant with the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services to provide assistance and outreach to people with Medicare. So we're a volunteer-based program. We have about 65 volunteers statewide. We're always looking for new volunteers.
Wow.
So we have a lot of different job opportunities that they could choose.
And so when you say volunteer opportunities, but so when somebody calls in, for people that are not familiar with this office, because I always talk around town quite a bit, and I always say, you know, you got to really call Pamela and their staff at Sage Plus office. They really haven't heard about it. And so that's one of the things that Generations Magazine is doing every month. You write an article for us. We have Social Security. We have the state and city writing articles, including AARP. And so we were just trying to provide information. So when I mentioned about Sage Plus office, they were kind of curious. They never heard of that before. And it's something that we'll give you a number a little bit later on. But it's something that if people have are not clear about Medicare and applying or actually just choosing the plan. So Medicare has A, B, C, D.
Correct.
Okay.
So A covers hospitalization. It covers skilled nursing care on a very limited basis, home health care, hospice care. And so for most people, if they worked or their spouse worked and paid payroll taxes, uh-huh. that paid for their Medicare Part A. So if they have 10 years of work history, they're probably going to not pay anything for Medicare Part A.
Oh, that's freebie.
That's a free one. For most people. Some people
okay.
still pay.
Okay.
But then Medicare Part B is the one that really covers the things people use the most, the doctor's visits, uh-huh. labs and x-rays, durable medical equipment like wheelchairs and walkers, ambulance services. And that premium...
But that's not 100%.
It doesn't pay 100%. Uh-huh. Under the when Medicare was originally created, it wasn't supposed to cover 100%. It was supposed to complement a person's retirement medical coverage. But as the years have gone by, a lot of companies don't have that medical coverage.
Right.
And so that's kind of why those Medicare Advantage plans were created too, was to lower the out-of-pocket costs.
I see.
But so Part B is currently anywhere from $96.40 up to $115 for people that have make less than $80,000 or $160,000.
And that's all they pay. It's deducted out of their Social Security check?
Deducted out of their Social Security check every month. And that represents a fourth of the cost.
Oh. But is Medicare cost going to go up to the premiums?
Well, we don't know. Because the Social Security benefit is going to go up 3.5%, the Medicare premiums could go up. We usually find out closer to November.
Oh, okay.
So there could be increases there.
Okay. So A, B, and then your C?
And then C is those Medicare health plans, contracted plans. So we just have to remember Medicare contracts with these companies to provide their individuals' health coverage for them. So instead of, if I sign up for a Medicare Part C plan, I really don't have two pieces of insurance. I don't have Medicare and my Medicare health plan. Is that I just have my Medicare health plan, and it's paying all the bills and doing all the billing. My Medicare is always in the background. I never lose it.
Mm-hmm.
But when I sign up for those health plans, those plans are going to represent my Medicare.
So sometimes people have two plans. They have the company retirement health insurance plan, and then they buy another plan.
Correct. They can do that. So you can't have two Medicare drug plans at a time, but you can have a retirement plan and Medicare at the same time. And
what's the advantage of that?
Less out-of-pocket costs.
Okay. So
Medicare, if I'm not actively working, my Medicare pays first and my retirement plan pays second. If I'm actively working, it's switched.
Okay. So what happens on, what about out-of-pocket costs? That's one of the biggest questions people have. They didn't realize there's an out-of-pocket cost. But they've actually limited that now, right?
Well, there's the Medicare health plans have limited the maximum out-of-pocket costs.
Uh-huh. Right.
With original Medicare, there's costs. There's, for instance, for Medicare Part B, it's 80% of the approved cost that Medicare will pay, so that mm-hmm. individual is responsible for 20%. But there's no cap on it. So if it's 20% of $200,000, that's what I'm responsible for. Now, with the Medicare health plans, now they have a maximum out-of-pocket cost. So for most of them, it's between $3,400 and $5,100. And so that means once I've paid that out-of-pocket, after that, for the rest of the year, I don't pay anything more.
Okay, so you kind of limit. So Medicare actually limited because right now I'm not 65 yet. So if I'm on a, let's say, HMSA plan where I have to pay 80%, they pay 80%, I have to pay 20%. And if I get an accident or something like that, my bill is $300,000, I'll be paying 20% of that.
Correct, yeah.
So I have to wait until I'm 65. So.
Yeah, so there's there's a lot of protections for people with Medicare that other folks don't have.
Yeah, and that's one thing I wish people would put into perspective when they complain about the government and things like that, because looking closer than now, we're talking to you about the Medicare plan, it really has got a lot of benefits.
It really does. And for some people, you know, a lot of companies don't offer retirement plans anymore.
No, a lot of them don't.
And so a lot of people, all they really have is that Medicare. So, you know, what we see is Medicare's, you know, it's getting older and it's getting a little bit smarter because now it pays for, there's no co-pays for preventive benefits because they realize if people stay healthy, they stay out of the hospital, and it saves all of us money because we really have to remember that the Medicare program belongs to all of us because either we paid taxes or we're currently paying taxes, and we're paying for that program. So it belongs to us, and we want to protect it too.
Mm-hmm. So when you say, how does somebody make an informed decision? What would you tell them to do?
Well, an informed decision is not asking your neighbor what plan is best for me. An informed decision is really looking at what are my personal circumstances, mm-hmm. what can I afford, what plans will my doctors work with. So it's really looking at the plan as it pertains to me.
So they look at the plan first, or do they talk to somebody and then say, well, this is where I go, this is where my doctor's at. Do you ask your doctor if they take the certain plans?
We usually tell clients if they're looking at changing their health plan or looking at health plans, is to start off if they have a doctor they really, really like or a hospital provider that they really like and they don't want to lose them, is to check with them and ask them what plans will they work with. Because doctors and providers don't have to work with all the health plans. So that kind of helps me narrow down my choices. So I find out, okay, my doctor will work with plan A, B, and C. So then I can compare A, B, and C instead of having to compare, you know, 12 or 14 plans. I just have to compare 3 or 4.
So what happens when people have, they can take a lot of prescription drugs? What happens when they cannot afford medication or they cannot afford the Medicare premiums?
Well, there's actually help out there to help pay for the drug coverages and that Part B premium, that $96 to $115 a month. With the drug coverage, it's actually for a single person, if they make less than gross monthly income of about $1,567 mm-hmm. and they have assets less than $12,260, they might qualify for Medicare to actually step in and help pay for their drug coverage.
All right.
And then the state has a program that helps pay those Medicare Part B premiums. It's called the Medicare Savings Program.
Oh, never heard of that one.
Yeah, that's for a single person.
Income qualified?
It's still income and asset qualified.
Okay.
And
that's not the MedQuest program, though.
It is. It's through MedQuest.
Oh,
the
it?
Medicare Savings Program is through MedQuest. The drug portion is through Social Security and Medicare.
Oh.
So I apply at Social Security for help paying for my drug coverage. And actually, now they have a single application that on the application it says, do you want us to send this information to the state? Because then it will send the information to the state, and the state will look at it and say whether or not they qualify for help paying for their Part B premium. So they're trying to also make it a little bit easier for folks instead of, you know, because it can be really challenging.
Well, the challenge, I think, Ernie has a plan, and he likes his plan, so he's going to stay on it. So if you want to stay on the plan,
Since you mentioned my name, my situation, Pam, is that I had a Medicare A and B.
Okay.
And then I applied for Medicare D.
Okay.
And now, when I go to my doctor, I don't even have to show the A and B, just the Medicare D, because it's Medicare Complete.
Yeah, so you signed up for a Medicare health
complete,
plan.
Medicare Complete. So now they told me, don't even show you A and B, just show the Medicare Complete.
Right.
Complete. Is that correct?
Yeah, because all the billing's going to go through Medicare Complete.
Uh-huh.
And folks, never, 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 don't keep your Medicare card and your Social Security card in your wallet. Because if you lose your wallet, boom, it's gone, and somebody can steal your identity.
Yeah, Social Security number is the most important piece of information.
We have to be really, really careful with those cards.
Percy mentioned here, you know, I retired from Bank of America, and we have our own medical insurance through United Healthcare. I'm still continue making payment on that as a group of retirees, former employees. But what I did, I called them and removed the drugs plan because I have the complete Medicare. So now my medical insurance is cheaper because now they deleted the drugs part, because now it's on my complete Medicare.
Oh, okay. So yeah, so there's a lot of ways people can kind of work with the system, especially if they have a couple choices.
So like for me, I'm still paying for the insurance that I have as a group. So with Bank of America, which is United Healthcare. So the advantage of that is just in case I go overboard on my expenses, that other insurance will take over. Is that what you mentioned?
Well, no, what's going to happen is actually both of them are paying right now.
Uh-huh.
So the Medicare Complete pays first for doctor's visit, hospital.
Yeah.
And then your Bank of America, your retirement, United Healthcare pays second.
Oh, okay. So it's good to carry both then.
If you're able to get a retirement plan from your working
and afford it,
and be able to afford it,
I gotta look again at my bill.
but you're absolutely correct. Today's employees companies don't offer that.
A lot of them don't offer. Yeah, so
and it can be quite costly on that. So yeah, Ernie, you're actually lucky. But does it make a difference whether you're healthy or not, or if you have a lot of health issues, or you take a lot of prescription drugs? Does it make a difference whether you go on those zero premium plans or the paid plans?
Well, the way it works, so with those Medicare health plans, is that Medicare is paying those health plans for each individual to take care of them. It's managed care. Now, some of the plans will say, well, we're not going to charge a premium because with the amount Medicare pays us, we can provide, you know, we can provide health coverage for this person. Their co-pays may be a little bit higher. So there's no bad health plans out there. It's just which one is going to be best for that individual. So if I'm really, really healthy, I don't go to the doctor a lot, just do my preventive benefits, I may want to look at those zero premium plans because I'm still paying my Medicare Part B, but I'm not paying anything additional. And then every year I have that choice to change. So that's the great part, is that you're not stuck in a plan forever. Is that this year, if that zero plan and I'm, you know, healthy, I don't need a lot of, you know, I haven't been in the hospital, you know, that plan will work for me. If I start having more hospitalizations, having to go to the doctor more, I may want to look at a plan that's a little more comprehensive so that my out-of-pocket costs are less.
If you guys have a question, just give us a call here at KNDI. It's 946-2845. That's 946-2845. Otherwise, we will give Pamela's office number a little bit later on if you want to call her tomorrow at work. Right. And you have a great website here. It's the HawaiiShip.org. How easy. And is that something new? I don't think I've ever seen that one before.
Well, it's our program nationwide. It's state? Called a SHIP. So it's the State Health Insurance Assistance Program.
Oh, okay.
And so so there's a program like ours in every state and four territories. So Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, Guam, and Washington, D.C. They all have, there's all SHIPs, and then all the states have SHIP programs.
Okay, so it's HawaiiShip.org, and I'm on it right now. It's the Executive Office on Aging. And thanks to Dr. Wesley Lum, who's the new Executive Office of Aging Director. And he's done, we've got a lot of things for him to work on, and I know he's working with the governor on great things, so keep up the good work again, Wes. What is this, I just saw this question, what is Medicare Stars program? That's something new.
It's a brand new, and we're kind of excited about it because Hawaii is actually really lucky. Medicare's been looking at all the data and all the information from the plans, mm-hmm. and they're starting to give grades to plans.
Grades.
And it's through the star system. It's you can go from a 1-star to a 5-star.
I heard about that just the other day.
Yeah, so Hawaii, actually, there's only 9 5-star plans in the nation, and Hawaii has one of them. So what happens is that is it gives us a special enrollment period. So if it's the middle of the year and I'm not happy with the plan I chose, I can use my special enrollment period to join this 5-star plan.
Oh.
So it's kind of exciting. I think it's just exciting that it shows Hawaii's doing really well taking care of folks.
Oh. And so why is that? Why is the enrollment period so short, October 15th to December 7th?
I'm not sure. I think they don't want to make it too long because they want to make it, you know, if we tend to draw things out anyway. So most people aren't calling us October 15th. They're calling us closer to the end of November or December.
Oh.
So, you know, I think if you make it too long, mm-hmm. you know, people might forget to actually compare plans. So this is the time of year. It's really Medicare checkup because you may not want to change plans, but you just want to see what's out there.
Oh.
We have a couple new plans on Oahu and on some of the neighbor islands. So they're always adding new options. So,
and I heard for people that don't know, the Medicare, which Medicare plan, gives free enrollments to gymnasium?
There's several of plans. Them that do through Silver Sneakers.
Okay.
So that's one thing. If I'm healthy and I don't go to the doctor a lot, I might want to look at one of those plans to get that benefit. It's kind of an added.
Right. So Ernie, you can start working out. It depends on the plan, right? It's either YMCA or 24-hour fitness.
24-hour fitness. I think some of them have curves.
Oh, curves.
So it all depends on what that person's interested in.
Oh, did you know that? Ernie?
How about Zumba?
Well, Zumba is, they do have Zumba at a lot of those places.
Yes, well, and some of them have Zumba classes, so you could check with your health plan to see if they have Zumba classes somewhere.
That's something that started a little while ago, and I just heard about it. I was like, wow, that's a great mm-hmm. tool. I encourage all my senior friends and clients to really look at that, because one of the things they're trying to do is keep them out of the hospital.
It's one of those preventive things, keep them healthy, right. Keep them, you know.
Since you mentioned a Medicare checkup, Ernie. Mm-hmm. Well, you're pretty set. You have 2 plans.
Yeah.
But for a lot of people in the community of Hawaii, there's on Thursday, November 17th at Kalihi Waena, right? You actually have 2 that day.
Yeah.
One at the Filipino Community Center from 9 to 12 noon on November 17th at the Filipino Community Center in Waipahu. And then from 5:30 to 8:30 at Kalihi Waena Elementary School Cafetorium. They'll be doing a Medicare checkup, so I don't understand Pamela's going to be the speaker.
Yeah, we're going to be the speaker, and then we're going to actually go in and help people just kind of do that checkup to see if they need to change plans or if they want to change plans or if they're able to, because sometimes they may have a retirement plan, like state or federal retirees, that they don't want to do anything. You know, they shouldn't be doing anything because they should be listening to their union or their retirement.
And so do they have to bring anything when they go to this meeting? Do they have to bring all the prescription drugs?
Well, they should bring a list of them, because that if we're going to do a comparison there, it will help.
Uh-huh.
Because really the way, if they're just going to change their drug plan, what we need is we need the list of their medications, including the dosage and the strength, mm-hmm. and we need the pharmacy that they want to go to.
Oh, so that makes a difference on which pharmacy?
Yeah, it will make a difference on their out-of-pocket costs.
Some pharmacies are different than others?
Yeah. They negotiate, all of them negotiate individually with the drug plans.
So if you take a lot of prescription drugs, that could be an issue.
It could be an issue. So it's kind of that shopping around period where, you know, this pharmacy may be less expensive than the other pharmacy.
Hmm. Yeah, because some pharmacy, especially if it's generic, sometimes it's cheaper than the other pharmacies.
Yeah.
But are most of these Medicare Part D plans generic, or is it branded, or is it kind of all over the place?
Well, they have to offer both. They have to offer both.
Oh, you just pay more.
Yeah, options of... Oh. No, you don't pay more, but they have to offer options of both generic and name brand.
Oh.
They can't say we're only going to offer generic. Of course, generics are going to save someone, you know, it's going to help you save money.
So is anybody going to be translating that day? Oh, I guess so, yeah.
Yes, there will be translators.
There will be translators there in, what, Tagalog, Ilocano?
Yes, I think so.
I know AARP is very involved with this. Thank you, AARP. But it's November 17th. It's a Thursday, so 9 o'clock in the morning till 12 noon at a Filipino Community Center. And that same day, November 17th, Thursday in the evening, 5:30 to 8:30 at Kili'i Wa'ena Elementary School and Cafetorium. So, yeah, if you're thinking about it, or if you're getting close to 65, or if you have to bring your parents, you need to bring just a list of the prescription drugs they're taking. Maybe know which pharmacy they go to, which doctor they go to.
Well, the doctor, they should check before they come, with their doctor's office on which plans they'll work with.
What happens if the doctor said, well, I'm not going to take UnitedHealth, I'm not going to take Humana, or I'm not going to take Kaiser, or whatever, HMS?
Well, it then makes me have to make a decision. It helps me make that informed choice, because if I choose a plan that the doctor won't work with, I may not be able to see that doctor anymore. Oh. So, you know, if my doctor says, well, I'll only work with these three plans, and I really want to keep them, that's the plans I should be looking at.
Oh.
Yeah, so folks have to be kind of careful, because, you know, the doctors, like I said, doctors don't have to work with all the plans, so you want to make sure, you know, you check with your doctor's office.
So what are some of the more common questions people call in for?
We're getting 75 to 100 calls a day. But
a day.
They'll call in. A lot of times people will say, what is the best drug plan?
Uh-huh.
And we have a very simple answer for that. The best drug plan is the one that covers your drugs, goes to your pharmacy, and is affordable to you. You know, because it's that individual. We get calls about long-term care.
Okay.
You know, how to pay for long-term care. Does Medicaid or, you know, Medicare pay for skilled nursing care?
Well, we will discuss that in a couple of weeks on one of our Thursday shows. But that is a big issue, as you may have read in a paper a couple of weeks ago, about two Mondays ago, AARP did a little workshop or presentation on long-term care. And it was sobering that, you know, Hawaii is going to struggle with that, with the lack of beds, the lack of certified nurses aides. And we have the highest amount of healthy seniors. That bad down part to healthy seniors, you're not going to die right away.
Yeah.
Right, Ernie? And I know Ernie's in great shape for 60-something years old. But actually, I did want to mention also November 18th, that next day, Friday, at Mo'ilili Community Center in Mo'ilili, they're having a little kind of a fun day. It's a holiday, and they're going to have a fun day, open up to seniors and children. So if you want to check it out, they have an adult day center. They have a preschool there. They have daycare, and they have a great senior facility up upstairs that Jill runs over there, but they want to mention to that. But any last, you know, things that really people need to start thinking about Medicare?
I would say don't wait till last minute, you know, and no question is a, you know, there's no dumb questions. It's, you know, just, you know, get yourself informed. If you're not sure, go to somebody you trust and just be, you know, be really careful. If something sounds too good to be true, it might be. So check it out.
Yeah, because there's so many commercials now.
Yeah.
And all the different companies.
And the other thing is Medicare and Social Security will never, ever call you at your home and ask for your numbers.
Huh.
So if somebody calls you at home and says, I'm from Medicare, I'm from Social Security, can I have your Social Security number? We told Lana Kila Senior Center this morning, just hang up on them. You know, because Medicare is not going to call and ask for those numbers. So we just have to protect ourselves.
So I know
you can call Pam anytime.
Yeah. Pam, again, your phone number, you want to give your toll-free number or your Oahu number? Which number?
Our Oahu number is 586-7299. Our toll-free number is 1-888-875-9229.
Office on Aging, that's a very easy number. 586-0100. Very easy. The other number that's kind of important is the ADRC number, right? Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC. And by the top of the head, you know that number?
643-2372.
And that way, you guys know we're going to give you a lot of phone numbers every night. So this coming Thursday, get a paper and pencil ready by the phone, because that's a unique number.
Well, and actually, that's really the only number they need to know.
Right.
Because with the Aging Disability Resource Connection or Center, is that it's going to connect you to the right person.
Mm-hmm.
So I can ask for, I can ask about housing, I can ask about food stamps, any of those things, and it's going to get me to the right
person. And if you're on Maui, you don't have to dial 808.
Right.
If you're on the Big Island or Kauai, you don't have to dial 808. Just
643-2372.
2372, and it'll just, the phone system knows you're on Maui, so it'll call the Maui office?
Well, it'll, if your home phone is a Maui number, it'll connect you to the Maui County Office on Aging. If it's Kauai, Kauai Agency for Elderly Affairs. Big Island is Hawaii County Office on Aging. Mm. And then if it's a cell phone or long-distance phone, is that it'll connect you to the Elderly Affairs Division on Oahu, and then they'll get you to the correct county.
Right, right. So that's very important because, you know, some people don't have long distance. And
you know, with your magazine being printed every month?
Every other month now.
Every other month. Yeah. Is there any page in there?
Yes.
Mentioning all their phone numbers, like Pam's phone number.
Pam writes for the magazine, yes. Every month, Pamela writes
there's
an
article. A phone number there, there's a page.
There's a phone number there.
So that when people read the magazine, since it's free, they can just open it and, I forgot that phone number that was mentioned on the radio. And then they just open the magazine, it's there.
Yep, absolutely. Okay. Social Security has a column every month. We have AARP, the Better Business Bureau, the State and City Offices on Aging. And I wanted to talk briefly. So, Pamela, last thing. You still need volunteers? Is it too late to be a volunteer? Because I know it's training and things, right?
Yeah, it's never too late to be a volunteer. We would love, if anybody's got some extra time, maybe 2 to 3 hours a week, that they want to really do some satisfying work. Our volunteers have been with some of us, actually many of them, over 10 years. And they really get a satisfaction from working with individuals and helping people. So if you want to help your community, we would love to have you. So just give us a call at our 586-7299.
Very rewarding, and you guys do a great job. And so really, all you have to do is call you up, and you ask for a volunteer to meet with you. You meet at Zippy's or Starbucks or your office, maybe not downtown. And they would kind of go over the plans with them.
Yeah. What we do is we have them do a comparison and send in their drugs so we can put it in the computer. We pull it up, and then we'll meet with them, and we'll show them the difference between the plans.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. Yeah, Ernie, I did want to mention, we are every other month. The October-November issue just came out, and Mike Buck, the radio DJ from KHVH Radio, who is the voice of Alzheimer's, is on the cover. And actually, both his parents had Alzheimer's, and Mike does a great job supporting and promoting Alzheimer's in Hawaii. That was a great story, and it's interesting because that afternoon, somebody had called and said, I read the story, and I complimented on that. But Mike does a great job in supporting Alzheimer's. This Thursday, we're going to have Aloha Care, and we're going to go a little more deeper into Medicare, the plan itself, and what they do. In other words, so you had mentioned something about managed care, or what's the other option?
Well, no, they're all managed
care. Oh, they're all managed care. Okay.
But they just have different kinds. There's an HMO, which is Kaiser, and Aloha Care. They're health maintenance organizations.
Oh.
Then we have preferred provider organizations. We have a private fee for service. We have special needs plans. So there's several different types of plans, and I think that's the other thing is for people to really understand how their plan works, so that they can really get the best out of it.
Good. Also, Generations Magazine, we did revamp our website. So if you go to generations808.com, you'll see the magazine there. You'll see the past issues there. All our resource guides are there. And actually, believe it or not, we should believe it, the most popular resource guide was the resource guide that had all the senior discounts. People were asking for that all the time. They actually knew they missed a copy. They asked me that for that specific copy because it had all the senior discounts in there. But this month, again, we have a legal column written by Scott Mokuakani and also Stephen Yim, attorneys, and Michael Yee, who does the financial column. Dr. Rita Fernandez, if she's listening, thank you very much. She writes a bi-monthly column. This one, when we had another story about Rhodes Scholar, and that's one of the growing areas. You know, today's baby boomer that's retired are going to be more active, and they changed the name from Elder Hostel to Rhodes Scholar. So that's a really, that's great pictures in there. And then we talk about the support groups that Alzheimer's has in the magazine. One of my favorite stories, who actually some work for my family, is Jeanette Sargent Hamill, who does a documenting people's lives, and she did a story on my family. So thank you very much, Jeanette. And then, of course, Hope Young, who does talk about the family affair of caregiving. And then right next door to that, on page, was that 19, Mr. Gary Powell does a great, wrote a great article about the language of aging, and we'll probably have to have both of them on. But also the calendar. We're going to be building our Generations Magazine calendar, so contact me if you have any kind of events. We can put that on there. We will slowly be increasing the amount of items on the calendar, but that's going to be, you can go on there at any time and check out all the events in Hawaii for aging issues. So, any other last things, Pamela, before we get out of here? Any special things we need to know? Are you guys be doing any presentations? Any other presentations anywhere?
Well, we're doing presentations. A lot of health fairs still coming up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. American Savings Bank is doing a bunch of presentations that we're hoping to participate in. We're doing outreach with some of the pharmacies. So we're.
How do they find out about those?
Well, the pharmacy ones that we're doing right now, we're all on Big Island because it's KTA Pharmacy.
Oh. Oh, so they have their own?
Yeah, they have their own pharmacies in the store.
Oh, okay.
But because we cover the entire state, is just give us a call and ask us where we'll be.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That's, you know, because we're adding on events all the time.
Yeah. People always ask me, where did they get Generations Magazine? And it's interesting. A lot of people downtown, if they're professionals working downtown, they want it for their parents. I say, well, do you see many seniors downtown? He goes, oh, yeah, good point. But we do it distributed downtown, but you got to get it quick because when it comes out at the beginning part of the month, it's usually gone. We try to replenish the racks, but Polly Long's down there. The Love's Outlet, I believe, what is it on? Love's Outlet downtown's on Bishop Street or Hotel Street.
Hotel Street.
I tell you, Kamiki Times just goes out every week. But one of the bigger distribution points is the state libraries. So we're on all the libraries on Oahu, even down in Wailua. They've called me when they run out, Kapolei, Kaneohe, Kamiki. So if you're looking for to get an issue of the magazine.
How about Leeward?
Leeward side, yeah, at all the public libraries, big city diners. But the libraries are all over the island. It was the easiest for us. And actually, for people that need to go on a computer, every library has a few computers you can use. I just ask them to log you on, and it's free. But, yeah, and thanks to Big City Diner and Kaiser that also distributes the magazine. But I'll tell you, the library system does a great job. So we also wanted to thank all the other advertisers, you know, my brother Danny Harr from Prudential Advantage and then Senior Move Managers, which is hopefully we'll have them on one of these evenings to talk about clutter and moving because that is a major issue for seniors, you know. But we want to encourage you to call us this coming Thursday. We're going to go more in depth into the Medicare plans, and Alora Care will be here, so they'll be bringing a couple of their people. Next week, the next two Tuesdays, we'll have the State Office on Aging, and I think we're going to talk about the Senior Medicare Patrol, and we'll talk about volunteerism, and then the following week, I believe, if you don't quote me on a date, you'll see an ad in the paper next Tuesday, but we'll be talking about financial, legal. And then we're going to talk about the area agencies on aging. So we're actually going to have the Big Island call in, Mr. Alan Parker, talk about their ADRC. And then I believe Maui's going to be calling in. So we're trying to work that out. But Ernie, did you have any questions, last questions for Pamela? Because I know you have the two plans, so you're pretty good.
Yeah, she answered my question. So I'm sure what's going to happen here is that I'm going to be receiving some questions later on, so I'm going to bring it up next time.
Yeah, that's important.
So you can call me anytime. Most of you have been calling in, but I want you guys to be ready this coming Thursday and also next week, Tuesday, if you have some questions that are being discussed. That's what we are here for, okay? And you get hold of this Generation Magazine because there are lots of information in there, lots of phone numbers to be aware of so that you can be calling that number. Just in case you have any question.
If you want to email me, you can email me to Percy, P-E-R-C-Y, at generations808.com, or you can give me a call, 368-6747. Because we want to hear from you what kind of topics you want to hear about, what kind of stories, if you have something put in a magazine, you have comments. One of the biggest comments that I've been talking to in the last couple of days since the article in the Star Advertiser is that death with dignity issue. That's quite controversial. Depends on which side of the fence you sit. But when it becomes your loved one, and it's a tough decision. But we will be here this Thursday, 7 o'clock.
And Pam, before you leave, I need your business card.
But, yeah, I already encourage your listeners to give us a call Pamela's office. You can call here and because Medicare is a big issue.
Especially right now, it's going to be, Percy will be with us on Tuesday night and Thursday night, guys. So therefore, prepare your questions. Like I said, during his program, we don't accept any phone calls for requests or any songs that you want to do and make dedication, because it's going to be primarily to give information, not only for you, but also for your own senior citizens, family members, like Manong Ernie.
Yeah, we just got to encourage them to ask questions, because I know a lot of times people want to ask a question, but they're afraid to ask or they're ashamed. So we do encourage you to call in. Otherwise, just give Ernie a call and then leave the question at the station here. But thanks again, Leona, to KNDI.